Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know the customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Good morning and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. It is, Tuesday, July 5th, right after the big holiday.
Yeah.
And it was good.
It was.
You know, there was, bombs bursting in air and we had, it's cool to see a whole bunch of people patriotic.
I love the patriotism as it shows up. Love some of the Facebook posts of the history, you know, what actually happened that we are celebrating, not just 4th of July, but Independence Day and our independence. Some really funny memes came across, you know, the original, how do we call that, Brexit, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, seriously, it was the original Brexit, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I watched Independence Day. It was my last thing I did last night.
We almost did. We talked about it, but I watched My Big Fat Greek Wedding instead.
Oh, that's pretty close. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, guess what time it is? It's time for You Choose the News. That's right. It's the top of the hour news program where we the news is questionable. The choices are permanent and... who knows? It might help you get a chuckle on in your day. I've got three stories for you. Children should stop using this right away.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Your money or a job.
Okay.
Or you shower too much.
No such thing. Let's talk about that.
Okay. We're going to go with you shower too much. Tracy Moran, not to be confused with the actor Tracy Morgan, says, you shower too much, and here's why. You don't need a bath every day, my friend Debbie informed me shortly after we moved to Germany with two young children in tow. She referred me to a bit of German wisdom about bathing frequency, suggesting that babies and young children may need to be thrown in the tub only once or twice a week.
That's it? They're like little cesspools.
Thrown into the tub.
Well... All right.
I'm interested in the way this thing was written. My American husband, known to shower twice a day, was horrified, but I kowtowed to peer pressure and I hid the bubble bath. The water bills plummeted, no one got sick or lice, and my youngest, who had suffered from a bit of eczema, stopped developing her itchy rash.
Okay, so yes, if you have some skin issues, right, you're drying it out most likely with your hygiene behaviors.
Sure. However,
because you know, believe it or not, water actually dries out your skin.
Yeah. So it says
bathing
this
it. Drinking doesn't.
Recently,
drink
Sweden's King Carl the 16th Gustav urged us to take showers instead of baths for water conservation. While unclear, that's the bathwater print probably, which uses more water. So much depends on water pressure. One thing is certain. We'd save even more if we just hung up the towel. Why not just turn off the tap? Blech. Americans, while perhaps the cleanest, are the worst offenders when it comes to water consumption. Some of us are greedier than others. Americans, while perhaps the cleanest, are, I'd already read that line. Sorry about that. U.S. uses 1,630 cubic meters per capita of water, followed by Estonia at 1,400.
Okay, but otherwise, if we all stop taking showers, then we're all walking around stinky.
Well, yes.
Right? And so now we have to compensate for that in, you know, something in other manners.
Well, and here's the deal. It says no doubt.
There's nothing that says we have to take a 30-minute shower or even long showers.
Correct.
But we can't just stop taking showers.
No doubt Americans are excessive unless covered in
mud.
Because,
you know, now we have to then, you know, cover ourselves and wipe ourselves off with baby wipes, and now we're throwing baby wipes in the landfill.
Unless covered in mud, there's no reason to bathe ourselves or our children every day, says a dermatologist in San Francisco who stinks. That was my little addendum to that. As they hit puberty, though, send them to the showers. Teens get a bit oilier and tend to play more sports, so once a day is good guideline. But folks in their 20s to 50s can cut back to every other day. No, they can't. No, they cannot. No, they should not. Even less in their golden years, as their elderly skin tends to dry out. You know what? No. Keep showering, America. That's what I have to say to that.
Please.
Yes, please.
Please.
All right, your money or your job?
You know what that weird smell is? Soap.
Right. Your money or your job, or your children should stop using this right away.
My children should stop using this.
Well, speaking of soap, alcohol-based sanitizers are everywhere these days, and the FDA wants to know more about them. In particular, the FDA will be investigating whether sanitizers might be harmful to pregnant women and children. Mm-hmm. Soap is better than hand sanitizer for kids. That's what they're saying.
Huh.
Ethyl alcohol is the problem here. Ethyl alcohol is a primary alcohol, and isopropyl is a secondary alcohol. Though related, they have different chemical properties and absorbency. High concentration exposure to ethyl alcohol may harm a fetus, while isopropyl alcohol can irritate the eyes and skin, according to the New England Journal of Medicine. Yeah, burn treatments, spermicides. Oh, my gosh, no. Bad stuff. Don't use that stuff for your kids.
Yeah, and we've been told about how dangerous the antibacterial products are.
Well, and the concern,
and yet they're
there,
everywhere.
The concern is that they kill. They kill everything that they come into contact with, and they kill some of the good germs. And now you have the uprise of the superbugs, right? The, what do they call it, drug-resistant bacteria. And so you really have to be careful with that, especially when it comes to your kids. So good hand washing with
soap
and water.
I know, but we do like to see it in really public places like airports and grocery stores.
Right? Is it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. And this, your money or your job? On Wednesday afternoon, a man asked for a job application at Chuck E. Cheese in Lexington, Kentucky. You know, I'm just trying to make a living for myself, so I'm going to go down to the local Chuck E. Cheese and
get a job.
Apply for a job.
Yeah, okay.
So here he is in the interview, and he's just kind of going through the questions and, you know, how would you sell me this stapler and that kind of stuff. And then a thought came to him. During the interview, the man announced, you know what? I think I will rob you instead. That's right.
What?
He implied that he had a firearm and said, give me your money. Well, the manager who was doing the interview said, I don't have access to the restaurant safe. I suggest you leave. Could not be confirmed whether patrons were in the restaurant at the time or not. Police are now searching for the robber, whose name has not been released. It was the same restaurant that closed abruptly because staff were overwhelmed by the number of kids in the establishment. So it's a very popular Chuck E. Cheese. And rumor has it that just down the road, a dollar store was also robbed.
Okay. So now it's like, well, I couldn't get what I needed here. You know, who else has small bills? Lots of them.
Right.
The dollar store.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You know, it was Shark Week. Did you pay any attention to Shark Week over the last week or so?
I did not.
No. Well, it was Shark Week. And that, of course, is a creation of the Discovery Channel and cool video stuff going on with those sharks.
Oh, it's not like Shark Tank?
No. No, a little different.
A little different? Because, you know,
Damon.
Damon's coming to town.
Is he?
To Denver.
Mm-hmm. Doggone it.
This week, right?
I can't wait. I hope to be able to see him. Am I going to be able to see him?
Did you RSVP?
I did not.
Eric Raymer.
Was I supposed to?
Yeah.
Oh, then maybe I did.
You didn't.
I don't.
You didn't. You're not going to be able. You're not going to be able to call your way and smooth your way out of this one, where you show up at the door and go, "I'm so sorry, I forgot to RSVP."
Was I aware of this?
Can I get in? I don't know. You just said you thought you were going to go see him, and so maybe you RSVP.
I found out about it just now. It's just
now.
I hope.
Oh, you
I hope I get to go.
Oh.
Did you RSVP?
I did.
Did you plus one?
I did.
I love you.
Right. I don't even know why I do. I don't know why I save your booty on that.
Researchers land an 11.7-foot tiger shark in North Carolina beach. Yeah, sharks are everywhere, and they're swimming in the water, and now they're being picked up on North Carolina beach. You might remember a couple of years ago, North Carolina was the hot spot for shark attacks. And so a group of researchers reeled in a massive 11.7-foot tiger shark in the North Carolina beach area. Snap pictures before releasing the predator back into the ocean. That's a big shark.
You know, I watched a video. You were telling me about people chasing sharks. I watched a video about some guys fishing. They caught a shark.
Yeah.
And the shark then ate the other shark.
They do that.
Right?
Did you know that mako sharks, which are another kind of shark, and probably the most apex of all apex predators.
Right. It's fine that they're eating each other, but the fact that people are close enough to get this on their video camera.
Did you know that mako sharks, pups, they're born, they're hatched from eggs inside the womb, and they are little tiny sharks. They eat each other inside the womb. True. Folks, don't go anywhere. We got more positive business talk and shark eating stuff. Maybe not after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS ID 39179, NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. It is nice to have you along here. Well-known documentation that I am a meat eater, a carnivore, if you will, but I have no challenge, no problem with vegetarians and even vegans. But this one, I need to wrap my head around.
Well, this is a brand new phrase that neither Eric or I are familiar with in the sustainable eating food movement. Of course, a couple years ago or about a year and a half ago, due to some health issues, I went paleo, which is kind of the caveman's diet, right?
Yeah.
Another word for that, right?
It grew a cool beard.
A plant-based diet has not only seen a rise in the top food trends for 2016, but it's also healthy environmental and economic importance for future generations. And while many are interested in plant-based eating, and I don't know if I can say this, going whole hog vegan, is that
I saw what you did there.
Can be too demanding, unappealing, or in some cases not the healthiest options for their needs. So here's the new phrase, vegan eating, the lure of healthy, sustainable seafood plus vegan diet.
Oh.
We've got former vegans Amy Kramer and Lisa McComsey with us. They actually have a charming guide for this powerhouse diet. It'll appeal to those looking for healthy nourishment without a militant plan. They are the authors of the Vegan Cheat Sheet, but they say try not to hold that against them. You can learn more about them at SeaganEating.com. It's S-E-A-G-A-N. So we're talking seafood plus vegan.
All right.
And you get Segan. Amy Kramer, a vegan Segan chef, coach, and creator of Vegan Eats, a line of prepared oil-free vegan foods sold in supermarkets based here in Boulder, Colorado. Amy, nice. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
And
Lisa,
welcome, award-winning copywriter and speaker, marketing consultant, and a plant-powered marathon runner based in New Jersey. Lisa, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, it's great to have both you ladies. And I'm just going to ask, what the fluke? let's start. There's terminology here. And Amy, I'm going to start with you because I'm learning new words even as I read some of the notes that we've taken here. Flexitarian, pescatarian, I know that one. Reducitarian, Segan. What the fluke is a Segan?
Okay. A Segan basically is a vegan who eats seafood, and we believe there's a right way to do that, which is to eat sustainable seafood and to also choose seafood that is low in contaminants, low in mercury, and high in omega-3s.
What's the difference between sustainable seafood and sustainable land food?
Lisa? We believe that
There are good ways to do everything. We acknowledge that. But we believe that animal proteins, for the most part, are detrimental to one's health. The real turning point for us was when our research, we discovered that only seafood has the best form of omega-3 fatty acids.
Okay.
So as very happy vegans, we decided we were missing that one essential nutrient. So we make one exception and one exception only, and that is seafood.
All right. That makes sense to me.
Okay, so still no meat, dairy, eggs, all of that. That's still out. So it's vegetables and seafood makes up the vegan movement. How sustainable, when we talk about the sustainable, sea life, right? I think there's a lot of concern about other nasty things in our seafood, like, mercury and what they're eating in the water and how polluted our waters can be, and that being an issue for seafood. Has that come up, or how do we address that?
It does come up, and that is one of the driving forces between by us writing this second book, which actually today is our launch date of the book, Vegan Eating.
Congratulations.
And thank you. So our book specifically addresses what fish do not have those issues. And there are many fish that are in contaminated waters, are higher in mercury. A little rule of thumb is the smaller the fish, the lower the mercury in general. But there are many, many exceptions. So our book goes through good catches and bad catches,
okay,
and questionable catches.
Okay, so right. So when you say the smaller the fish, are you talking things like sardines?
Yes, we are. There's a magic word. And if you can add anchovies to that other magic word,
that is an acquired taste.
Everybody loves a good Caesar salad. Okay, I got a question for you. Because since I mentioned the Caesar salad, Amy, I'm going to direct this to you. You focus in the book, you focus on eliminating all types of oil from your recipes. I thought some oils and fats were healthy for you.
Absolutely some are. We originally became vegans for health reasons, and specifically my reason to become vegan is my husband had hereditarily high cholesterol.
Okay.
And we were trying to get him off the cholesterol meds. So we followed a very, very strict program, which was spearheaded by Dr. Esselstyn, the author of Prevent Reverse Heart Disease. And he believed, and he did many, many studies, and specifically studies of heart disease, that show that if you have a low, low, low fat vegan diet, you can reverse the effects of any heart issues. And he has documentation proving this fact.
Interesting.
So that is the way we became vegans. And as we did it, we realized that you can get your calories from nutrient-dense foods. So, for instance, if you have a cup of broccoli with a tablespoon of olive oil, for a certain amount of calories, a certain amount of calorie intake, you can quadruple the amount of broccoli, quadruple the amount of nutrient-dense food that you're consuming. Now we do, and and obviously the added health benefit of having. I think most people would agree that more broccoli, less fats, less oil would maximize your nutrient intake. So that is the way we did. Now, however, we do believe in getting fats from the sources. So we do believe in nuts. We do believe in avocados. We do believe in olives. We just believe that you should limit, and also the phenomenal fats that are in fish.
So
we do believe that you should limit the alternative, the actual purified method of the oil.
So in order to protect my cooking pan, do I just squeeze the olive really hard?
You will know. I have actually been cooking oil-free for almost 14 years now, and people are always surprised that if you have a good, heavy, dark pan,
all right,
your old heavy pan or even a cast iron pan.
Lisa and Amy, we are getting so caught up in this conversation. Of course, we've never heard of vegan eating before, so of course we want to go and grab the book, but we are running really short on time. Lisa, where do we get vegan eating?
It is available today at your favorite bookseller. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. If you are lucky enough to have a physical bookstore in your area, it's probably there as well.
All right. We're going to tell people, go get two copies. Give it somebody that you care about. Amy and Lisa, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you. Folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk just ahead.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-296-1257. 800-296-1257. 800-296-1257. That's 800-296-1257.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions Now.
Call 800-718-8730. 800-718-8730. 800-718-8730. 800-718-8730.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, FANBRAG. Now, back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us. You own property. Have you ever owned a rental home or a rental property in any way, shape, or form?
I haven't. It's one of those. My husband and I have gone back and forth of whether or not to do that, and we've just never landed there.
Okay. Well, if you should decide that you want to do that, I've got one piece of advice for you.
What's that?
Get a property manager.
Oh.
Get a property manager before you decide you're going to do this. Know a property manager before you do this
before.
And find one that you can trust.
Right, because that was not your story.
That was not my story.
That was
I
not
lost
your story.
My house. They damaged my house beyond repair.
Well, I think, you know, you see these movies, you see these horror stories of tenants kind of taking over. And that was one of the things of when my husband and I looked at this years ago. I thought we should not be the ones handling this. I knew that was not the best way for us to proceed. So we're actually talking to an expert who is a residential property manager, Devin Bewley with Legacy Properties. You can find him online at legacyproperties-pm.com. It's legacyproperties-pm, and the PM stands for property managers. They are a residential property management company focused on finding the best tenants, using the best contractors, and reducing their clients' stress.
Brilliant.
Devin Bewley, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good morning, Devin. We're doing fantastic, and thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us. Okay, so let's talk about this. You actually go out and help me, the homeowner, find tenants?
I do it for you, so you don't have to go out to do any of it.
See, I didn't think that was actually
better,
part
right?
of the service, right?
I thought
you managed it once I had a tenant in. I didn't know that that was actually from even the get-go that was something that you provided.
It's advantageous to you, Devin, am I correct? Because your contract with the homeowner is based on occupancy. So if there's an occupant to manage, better for you and for me.
It is. It's also better if we're picking good quality tenants for you, then we don't have so many nightmarish issues that you hear about, Angel.
Well, I love that. And, you know, and it actually makes better sense. See, you can't believe everything you watch in a movie. I should not ever think that it's going to be the same experience. All right. So, Devin Bewley, how long has Legacy Properties been in business?
We have been in business 2 years this month.
Wow!
Congratulations!
Right.
Congratulations to you! Right in those yeah. first years, right? They're still probably pretty exciting. Devin, are there some things along the way, you know, when you started this just a few years ago, that you thought, okay, I'm going to open it, I'm going to run my own company, I'm going to build it, and this is my expectation. But in just these first years, you've looked at it and go, what was I thinking? I had no idea that. Just maybe turned out to be wrong?
Probably the main thing that came across that way was that I could handle all the bookkeeping myself. Don't.
That's the voice
of
experience.
Whatever business you're in, pay somebody else to do that part.
Yeah. Yeah,
not what your, unless that's what your business is.
Sure.
By all means, please do.
Yeah.
But no.
All right.
Yeah, there's a lot of that paperwork involved. Yes.
That was far more difficult than I thought it would be.
So, yeah. Devin, how do you get the word out? What kind of marketing has been effective for you in getting the word out to your prospects and possibly building your business? What do you do in order to build your business?
Honestly, the biggest thing I've done is joined Experience Pros.
Uh-huh.
That is the number one client gathering tool that I have.
Wow. Well, that's pretty impressive.
And
yeah.
It's not just because I had you guys on.
Well,
okay.
It truly
is. So Devin, what kind of things were you doing before, or what kind of things did you think when I start my business? Did you think this is where my clients were going to come from?
Number one, I thought you have to have a good website, and that's what's going to bring people in. It doesn't. A good website will help bring them the rest of the way, but they have to know about you first, obviously. And I did quite a bit of networking with different groups, and not every group is a good fit for every kind of business. And unfortunately, we spend way too much time figuring that out, if we ever figure it out at all.
Yeah, yeah, no, you know, that makes a lot of sense. And if you put that out and say, okay, where then is the most effective networking? I know you've mentioned that Experience Pros has been good for you, and we offer lots of networking opportunities as well as leads group opportunities and things like that. But Devin, what about the experience at Experience Pros is different than what you've seen in other locations?
For the Experience Pros members, the people who are involved in it, they truly are actively thinking about the other members and how to help them.
Okay.
They are almost actively looking for leads for the other members.
Yeah.
In other groups, it will be in middle of a conversation. Oh, yeah, I know somebody who... And that's fine. But for Experience Pros members, what I see happening and what I do myself, when we're interacting with someone, we'll say, by the way, if you need anything, let me know. I know people who are in all of these different industries that I trust.
Gotcha. So
call me if you need it.
Right.
So there's a lead with how can I help you?
For them.
Yeah. Well, I love that. Now, Devin, we think about legacy properties, helping homeowners, right, manage their property. Do you work with brand new, if I've never, you know, my first time venturing into owning investment property, do you work with brand new, or do you want mostly seasoned homeowners or property owners, I guess?
I work with both. I'm perfectly happy working with both. I actually enjoy working with the new ones, helping to train and teach them in the world of it. These are the things you need to look for. These are the questions you need to be asking. If you're looking in places I don't cover, here are the questions I would ask a property manager if I were buying a rental property in Washington. This is what you need to be looking for with your rental properties. This is what level of repair do you need to do? Because most people don't quite grasp that there's a difference in repair level from a rental property to a for sale property.
Oh,
you don't need to put full-blown granite in a rental property.
Sure. Right.
Unless you're in Cherry Creek.
Sure.
If you're in Cherry Creek, then yes, you do. But in the majority, you don't. But for sale, that's what people are looking for to buy right now.
Devin, do you go, like, if I find a house that I'm looking at and I think, okay, it needs some repairs or it needs some work, do you go with us kind of as a consultant to say, yeah, this is going to be worth it? Or, I mean, do you have an eye and go, you know what, you should walk away?
I certainly do. The first thing that I do with clients that are out looking for new property, whether they're seasoned or new, is I ask them, okay, what properties are you thinking about? And I let them know, here are the rental rates in the area. If those numbers make sense, then we will go out, and I do say we because I go with them, to look at what repairs might need to happen. And if need be, then I will contact my contractors and ask them to go out and give us a bid. If we were to buy this house, what would this cost us?
Okay.
Because that's a part of the numbers that you have to have to know whether or not the entire deal makes any sense.
Right, right.
And based on that, we need to know your phone number and contact information, Devin, because there are people probably listening right now who say, gosh, you know, I don't get that level of service or that level of detail on with my property manager. So how do we get in touch with you?
Well, you can always give me a call at 720-989-1996.
Do that again.
720-989-1996. Or you can check us out online, because, yes, we do have a website that is legacyproperties-pm.com.
There it is, legacyproperties-pm.com. Devin Bewley, get yourself somebody that you can trust, legacyproperties-pm.com. Thanks, Devin. We appreciate you for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
And we appreciate you, the listener, for tuning in to the Experience Pros Radio Show, always right here at this time. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages.
You're listening to the Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your networking and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do want to interact with you live or otherwise, and you can make that happen by simply calling 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724. You do that during the show, we will talk to you. And take your fan bragging story. We'll talk about what makes business great. It's kind of fun.
I have a fan bragging story for you from Mississippi.
Oh,
right. Becky Von Furlow has this incredible. It's kind of a lengthy story. So
right.
So stick with me with it.
Curl up with a cup of coffee.
Yeah, she says what started out as a long anticipated trip to the beach for my annual family vacation turned into an experience not soon forgotten. I had just picked up my two granddaughters. When we heard a loud pop that sounded like I had run over something in the road, it didn't take long to realize I had a problem. It was obvious that there was no continuing to drive on this tire. She says, I stopped at a friend's place of business, a truck and heavy equipment repair shop, to see if they could pump my tire. They tried, but the air was coming out as fast as he was pumping it in. It was
all right.
A blowout. So he offered to put my spare on for me. However, there was no putting the spare on because the SUV was loaded to the hilt with all the stuff three females need to take for a week at the beach.
Oh, that's everything and the kitchen sink.
Right? The shop owner insisted on taking my tire and the wheel in his truck and following me to the tire store. So, off we go to Bozeman's at US 84 and I-55 south of Brookhaven. Neil Bozeman didn't have the size tire I needed in stock, so without my even asking, he made some phone calls, even though they were super busy, to try and locate the right size tire. He found one at his competitors, Jean's Tire Pros in Brookhaven. She's now at her third location.
Tire repair.
Yeah. All right. Another Mike, the assistant manager at Jean's Tire Pros, to the rescue. When his employees looked at the wheel before putting on the tire was about to purchase, they discovered there was damage on the wheel also. She drives a 2015 Cadillac Escalade, so wheels are not just sitting around at any shop like this. I get Greg Hoff at Stan King's, the first place, back on the phone. He sends a service person down to pick up the tire and the wheel and his parts manager to look for a replacement. None to be found in stock, but they could have one by the afternoon. He knew I was headed out on vacation, so they find a replacement and send it to the first place to loan to me so I can get back on the road. Daniel at Jeans, this is the third place, takes the spare off, puts it in back, places it under the SUV, puts the lone tire and wheel on, checks all my other tires and airs properly to ensure I am ready to travel. So I go in to pay, and they tell me there's no charge.
No charge.
What's going on? People work for no pay, or do they? She says a series of events actually ended up at four different businesses, right, because they had to call around for that fourth one.
Right.
Where outstanding customer was provided, and I hadn't spent a dime. She said, is this the kind of customer service you only dream about? I was overwhelmed and so grateful that if this had to happen, that it occurred in Brookhaven, where I experienced unforgettable, over-the-top customer service. And then she goes on. She says, first at Mike Watts Repair Shop on Beeson Drive, followed by Bozeman's Tire and Service Center and Jean's Tire Pros on Brookway Boulevard, then Stan King at Stan King GM Superstore on Brookhaven Street, finishing the whole ordeal off and getting me back on the road to vacation. I will never forget this experience. The great customer service will guarantee that I will return to do business with all of them, but also I will share this story with others. Another added joy to an otherwise unpleasant series of events was that my two teenage granddaughters never complained about the three-hour delay. Also, my own three children all called and texted to check on us to make sure we were all okay. She says family is special. She said small and mid-sized businesses make up the backbone of Mississippi's economy. Really, they make up the backbone of the entire United States, right? They more than exemplify what we are best known for as the hospitality state. I had interviewed several business owners for information to see what they all had in common. She says emphasis on customer service, excellent employees where experience is valued, and employees who are extensions of their customer first philosophy. Finding businesses with people who care and go above and beyond is such a refreshing experience. This is what sets these types of businesses apart and illustrates why they are successful. No, customer service is not dead. It is alive and well at many well-run small businesses in Mississippi. That's Becky Von Furlow in Mississippi.
Amen to that.
Right? So quite an ordeal. And isn't that so often when we talk about good customer service, it stems from something bad happening.
Sure.
And our friend Coach Brew, who does a regular segment here on the Experience Pros Radio Show, he says, you know, how will you be remembered when something goes wrong? And he told a story of a real estate company who not too long ago sent out a newsletter. And they said, you know, we could talk about all the successes. We had a record month.
Sure.
He says, but I want to tell you a little bit about some of the deals that went wrong, where we missed a closing date.
This was their newsletter. Oh, boy.
Right? Of where we kind of missed the mark, right? He says, let me see. How did he say? I could easily talk about all the successful closings. Instead, it's on the handful of transactions that we missed closing dates on and thus didn't deliver. So what did we do? We paid for added rent. We paid for moving trucks. We paid for the nicest hotel rooms. For storage units, we sent movers, we sent dinners, we sent cleaners, and anything else we could do to make up for delays due to crazy high volume. We feel you can tell a lot more about a lender by how we repair our mistakes than how we act when all goes perfectly.
Well said.
Right? And I think this is where customer service really has a chance to shine.
You bet.
And this is where a lot of fan bragging stories come in, because anybody can get customer service right when nothing goes wrong.
That's exactly right.
But it's when there's a challenge.
When the wheels fall off, so to speak, right? as the case was in Brookhaven.
Can we fix it? Can we rise to the occasion? So we want to hear your fan bragging stories every single day. You can write them in if they're long and lengthy. You can call into our Fan Bragging hotline at 855-FAN-BRAG.
24/7.
Yes.
You can make that call.
And of course, you can post them online. We want to hear these stories because these are the stories that build up small business. They build you up. And you think, you know, just to take the time to call into a radio show to talk about somebody else makes such a difference in the way people treat people in business.
Well, who knows? Maybe somebody out there in Brookhaven is listening to us right now and hearing that story and the three different businesses that were attached to the story. I found Bozeman Tire and Service Center, 601-835-1841. They're doing a great job out there, and all the others. Thank you so much what a great story. And it makes us feel good, and I know it makes you feel good as well. So share your fan brags with us. Use hashtag fan brag or dial 855-326-2724. 855-FANBRAG. We've got to take a top of the hour news break, but we've got a whole nother hour of positive business talk just ahead. So don't go anywhere, America. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Show.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.